This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's game time. Tuesday, October 6th, the year 2020. 27 days now. And Trump has taken on the COVID fear machine like never before. He's saluting. But first, Joe Biden is drooling over little girls in public. Can't wait until they're 18. That ties into John Bowne's new report. Pedophiles want to rule you.
Good news is, for me, I'm here. The bad news for you is, I'm coming back. And I want to see these beautiful young ladies. I want to see them dancing when they're 4 years older, too. So it's great to see you. So thank you.
I've just been attacked by people claiming they're the Q leaders when I know I'm the real deal. So I've explained the danger of saying our whole movement of nationalism and populism and Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump and Alex Jones is them.
And warning of the extremist threat. It's danger to the party.
I have you and kept this audience fixed on. It's your job.
Now look. The governor hasn't had a chance to talk. He's been up here 10 minutes and he hasn't had a chance to talk for about 4 minutes.
Some of you don't like to hear it, ladies and gentlemen, but it's the truth.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
Well, these videos of Democrat congressmen saying, oh, we're going to defeat you Q people, that's because the public is awake, they're aware, and now, even more than Alex Jones, the symbol of the deep state of the resistance is Q.
QAnon first surfaced back in 2017. Now it maintains that President Trump is leading a war against liberal elites who, according to QAnon, are running a global sex trafficking network, including some very famous people. Now there is zero evidence, zero, that any of this is true.
We are told Epstein, hanging on to life and soon to suffer cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital, was wheeled out of New York City's Metropolitan Correctional Center around 7:30 a.m. just a day after co-conspirators had been revealed in 2015 court documents and 2016 depositions where Virginia Jeffrey, who told the Mail on Sunday that Epstein loaned her out to the high-profile people and claimed that she had to report back with details relating to blackmail. Jeffrey also revealed how Epstein's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, pimped Jeffrey out to powerful names for erotic massages and sex, which included modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel and wealthy financier Glenn Dubin.
9 people have been arrested in Thailand, Australia, and the U.S., and 50 children were rescued after an investigation into an international pedophile ring.
Brazilian police claim to have arrested more than 100 people who are accused of being part of a massive pedophile ring. The nationwide operation saw people held in 24 of the country's 26 states and in the capital, Brasilia.
Elijah Wood's shocking allegations against the entertainment industry. In a new interview with the Sunday Times, the former child star alleges that pedophilia has been a real issue in Hollywood. He tells the publication, quote, "There are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. What bums me about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power."
And the LA County Sheriff and other law enforcement leaders just revealing details of an operation carried out last week. It was a statewide coordinated crackdown on human traffickers. The specific one-week operation resulting in more than 500 arrests.
You all heard money laundering, drug dealing. Art is the secret currency of the elites, the maggots. But really what it is sex trafficking and pedophilia, because when somebody engages in that, the devil knows he's got them. And so that's why this just keeps popping up and popping up and popping up and popping up. That's all this is. We're about raping babies, ladies and gentlemen. I have stacks of articles today of people busted, mothers, fathers, church deacons, you name it. Islamic groups are huge into it, running sex rings of kidnapped little kids.
have a new week of massive savings at preparewithalex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher water filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour wireless solar power bank charger and 28 LED room light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
From Austin, Texas.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
27 days to the election, but that's just the start. Then the 79 days of insanity. 79 days of America fighting for its life. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. Let me tell you who we got coming up. We got Mark Dice, hard to get on air. He does a great job live on air. He doesn't think he does a great job, but he comes on this show. I think the only live show he goes on, he's been on Fox News and stuff. He's starting to do his own talk show. I'm really glad he's doing it. He's got a new book out that we're not going to announce until he is on air with us that he's launching today. A lot of big things happening. We also have Jay Dyer coming on, and we have a guy that broke a big story. David Knight. Yesterday afternoon, I was surfing around on YouTube, and I saw like 100,000 views of David Knight in just a few hours. And I said, what is that? And it's, wow, the Federal Reserve is going to get rid of cash? So I went and watched the video, and sure enough, it was true. Went back to find the video this morning on YouTube. It was gone. But you know what? I could go to band.video, and I could find it. I could find it right there. But the Federal Reserve, under COVID, has begun the end of cash. You notice you can't get coins anymore either. So he's going to be in studio with us. We're going to tie it all into the COVID madness and juxtapose all of this. Here's President Trump when he got off Marine One, walked away, and then took his mask off and saluted the helicopter. Go ahead and roll that footage. And he's being attacked for standing on a balcony with a mask off. Talk about a cult. Now, here's what Trump had to say about don't fear the virus. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And, of course, that absolutely made the left incredibly upset because they want to use this as the straitjacket. They want to use this as the pretext for their social credit score tracking, the tracking apps, and all the rest of it. And now it's all official. Now it's all official that that is the model. Let's go ahead and play the clip of Trump saying, don't be afraid of coronavirus leaving hospital or turning to the White House.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
They want to bring the vaccines in another year and a half and make you take them once all the contact tracing and tracker apps are there. Trump's preempting them, saying, if you're old, if you want it, go ahead and get it, knowing it takes the power away and kills their program of when they want to launch it. Just like Owen said on Friday evening on his show he was hosting, The War Room, he said, if Trump leaves in 2 or 3 days and says we've defeated the virus, you know he used this to destroy the whole Bill Gates combine. If he stays in there and keeps milking it, we know he's fallen to the enemy. He did exactly what Owen predicted he'd do. Trump is so damn real. And he absolutely just judo moved them. Did he probably have a cold? He probably have a COVID virus? Absolutely. But now they're saying that we can't ever go outside, even once we have vaccines, without masks. This is a cult takeover. This is absolute domination. And the former head of Health and Human Services that Trump just got rid of is a total Bill Gates quack. He's been doing the rounds, I'll play a clip in a moment, saying that it never ends. You never stop the lockdowns. You never take the mask off. And you've got to take the vaccine. See, this power grab, he said, we must eradicate it where there is no virus on Earth. It's a cold virus that they monkeyed with so that all the tests show you have it when you don't, because it tests positive for regular corona. They'll never get rid of the common cold. It's part of everything. They know that. They've made an impossible bar because they're never going to let us get out of this, and it's about fetishizing, creating hypochondria, creating neuroses, giving everyone agoraphobia to go in and never leave their houses, and then robots bring us our food. That's just one level. Once they've got us obsolete, once they've gotten us to opt in to being obsolete, the driverless cars and all the rest of it, the drones, they're going to wipe us out with real bioweapons. That's the stated UN globalist plan. I made a film 13 years ago called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where I see exactly what they do because we had documents then. 3 years later, they put out Operation Lockstep saying, we're going to set up an authoritarian planetary police state. These are quotes. For your own good. And you'll have apps to leave your house on your smartphones. They even called it that. And you'll have no freedom. And they go on to say humanity is obsolete. Think about that. Think about that long. Think about that hard. So here is Dr. Price on Fox. Even after coronavirus vaccine, we'll need a mask and lockdowns. I mean, it's a 5-minute clip. I'm just going to play 30 seconds of it. Here it is.
And but it's important to again, this is going to continue to be the challenge that we have as a nation, even when we get a vaccine. We're going to have to continue to be cautious in the activities that we're doing, continue the mitigation efforts of physically distancing and hand washing and mask wearing until the virus has moved through our society and has moved on or has gone away. And it will at some point, but it certainly isn't at this point.
Okay, so I'm going to explain this again. This is a UN plan with the big pharma, controlled by the big banks, to have medical tyranny, to put in your body what they want. Bill Gates has been positioned by the robber barons, by IBM, by all of them that are behind him. His mother was on the board to carry out the dreams of Thomas Watson and Adolf Hitler. You can't make this up. It's all mainstream news. I mean, it's just all hiding in plain view. To be able to get in your body what they want, when they want, including an mRNA vaccine that changes your DNA and makes you a GMO product. And now, if you go to Spain or you go to Australia, they have apps on everybody's phones. If you don't have the app, you're arrested. But a woman in Australia, she had her papers because she hadn't got an app yet. They arrested her for being outside without her papers, swimming with her children at the beach, but they didn't have the papers. We're going to come back from break with David Knight, and we're going to play this. Let's go ahead and start playing it now.
You're crazy! You're crazy! You're crazy! You're crazy!
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to wait to be in Australia. In Michigan, in California, in New Jersey, in New York, you're not allowed to leave the campus. Again, 5 square miles is always the rule, even if the campus is smaller or bigger. That's the first app level. And then they just keep tightening it down. Oh, you can't go in your backyard now. And people are fetishizing this. And now they're announcing cameras in the stores that shout orders if you take your mask off. They face scan you when you go in. And they said, oh, this will be for cashless society soon. Even after COVID, you'll have to be face scanned to go in a store. This is the rollout of their whole plan. I'll never forget. There was an event 20 plus years ago here in Austin. And the guy that ran it was called Texas Best Seminars. I only went to it 6 or 7 times. I go give speeches there. And he was like a lay preacher. He talked about this preacher he knew in Texas that had a vision. And I'll tell you what that vision was when we come back. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
The answer to the fearmongers is standing up and having courage. It's just that simple. What did Franklin Delano Roosevelt tell us? A classic American liberal. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And instead of being scared of Hitler and Tojo, we kicked their ass. Hitler thought if he bombed England and civilian targets that the Brits would become anti-war. They've been anti-war already. But the polls flipped from 90% against war to 99% for war once Hitler thought fear would make them bow. But maybe the globalists are right. Maybe Americans in the West are cowards, and we want to buy into the permanent lockdown because the Democrats are calling for permanent mask, permanent shutdown, permanent forced inoculations, and still you can't travel without an app allowing you to. And now, first they're giving people papers. Now they're forcing apps in the UK and Australia. They're the model. It's coming here. Universities in the U.S. are doing this. Oh, you don't have your paperwork. You're outside the 5 miles you're allowed to travel now. What's to the beach in Australia? So they arrest her in front of her children. Here's the footage. The full unbleeped videos at Infowars.com and Newsweek.com. And they explain to her, you are not allowed to leave without an app or a piece of paper. Your piece of paper says you're outside your 5 kilometers, excuse me, not miles, like 5 kilometers, 3.5 mile area.
Yeah, 3 miles. Yeah.
And the campuses here in the U.S. also say the same thing. And they go and explain here in front of her children how they're doing it. David Knight, host of the David Knight Show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., right before I come on. You've broken a big story that's one of the biggest developments yet in COVID. We'll get to that next segment. The Federal Reserve quietly announces to banks. I made some calls this morning and confirmed this. He has the documents exclusive, thanks to listeners. They're telling him you're not going to be able to get cash out this Christmas and no more cash. They're getting rid of the coin money as well. People noticed that. So this, it's on, folks. We're in a lot of trouble. President Trump needs to stop this as well. David, we don't have to wait a few years for them to roll out the drones, face scanning to go in grocery stores, contact tracers, kids being taken out of their homes. It's here.
Yeah, you know, Alex, you just said, talking about FDR, you said we have nothing to fear but fear itself. You know, the famous slogan that people have turned into T-shirts and everything else is what Winston Churchill said and what they put up in terms of posters in the UK at that time. They said, keep calm and carry on. But they also put up another poster. And I talked about both of these back on March 17th as we were entering lockdown. We're now 200.
That video's on Band-Aid Video. You re-aired it yesterday.
Yeah.
You said, 200 plus days ago, I warned you, and now it's come true.
That's right. But I mean, in terms of keeping, you know, calm, right? They also said, they had that sign, keep calm and carry on. Then they said, freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might. Their response to being attacked by the Germans was not to go hide in their rooms. They confronted this, and we have to confront this. And I talked this morning to Pastor Tony Spell out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He hasn't stopped a single church service, Alex. 1,500 people. He said average is about 900 a week through this period of time. And so they've arrested him. They put him under, they threw him in jail. Then they released him and put him under house arrest. They threw him out of the courthouse when his trial came up because he wouldn't wear a mask. They're coming after him.
But let me guess, I bet his church is stronger and bigger than ever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, let's expand on that. I was talking to my wife about civil disobedience, and I said, they're already putting face scanners in the grocery stores and in the shops. And you can say, well, that's a private company, but then they're going to pass regulations that every store has to have it, then your house has to have it. That's what the home assistants are about. They now admit this. So we have a responsibility when shops put these in to go smash this stuff. Because this isn't free market. These are organized cartels run by Communist China and Big Tech, literally putting a police state martial law grid in place. And they admit they're doing it.
Yeah.
And so I've never been an offensive person, but now, coming with forced inoculations, putting up robot control grids. No. It's time, folks, to fight hard in the info war and to start thinking about nonviolent civil disobedience, and I'm talking about killing robots.
Yeah. And you know, this is a pattern, Alex, that really goes back to the banning of InfoWars and everybody on social media 2 years ago. I had seen this even before that, back in the early 90s, when we were trying to get into debates as third party. We would go through all these extra hoops to get on the ballot, and then they would say, well, you can't go to the debate because we've got a private organization that's going to determine who gets to go to the debates. That's the same thing that they pulled.
And now Google buys up the town square, and you don't have speech there because they own it. Exactly.
Exactly.
They are buying everything and then operating as governments.
And when they purged us 2 years ago, I said, first of all, I said, understand, this is not about the companies deciding this on their own. They're being used as the velvet glove of an iron fist of censorship that's really coming from the government itself.
And David, I totally agree. And at the time, you and I were concurred. We said, we're not worried. We've got to stay on air because we said within 2 to 3 years, it'll be ubiquitous.
Yeah.
Everybody will get it. We've got to stay on air because we'll become more effective, more pertinent, more avant-garde as we're proven right. And that's how it happens.
That's right. And part of this plan was to give Google control over the cities, the cyberspace, the sidewalk labs that Google's got.
With 5G controlling driverless vehicles.
Exactly. And now part of this is to confine you right now, to get you accustomed to this, what they're going to have in place. Their plan is to have this in place fully by 2030. So to get you accustomed to this, they're already putting you under these same regulations, confining you to your...
And they admit that. They go, oh, it's COVID. No, this is the fourth... Industrial Revolution, in their own words. And by the way, humans aren't in it.
Yeah.
And it's a post-human algorithm where they save the earth by getting rid of humans. That's Wall Street Journal. That's NBC News. This is really what the cult's doing.
That's right.
We need to reject everything they're pushing, not just piecemeal. Well, I'm a hero. I'm wearing a mask. No, you're not. You're helping kill the third world.
It's not just the fourth industrial revolution. It's also the fourth turning. I've talked many times about the book Strauss and Howe, the people who coined the terms millennial. They point out that about every 80 years, you have a major restructuring of society. In the past, the most recent fourth turning we've had, every four generations, about 20 years apart, you have a major restructuring of society. The last one we had, Great Depression, World War, prior to that, Civil War, prior to that, the American Revolution.
This is going to be a super turning.
This is going to be all three of those, I think.
Yeah, I
American
agree.
Revolution, Civil War, and World War.
I agree. Super turning.
Yeah.
Strap yourselves in and get right with Jesus, baby, because the robot takeover is about to happen, and with Jesus Christ's spirit, we will defeat it. Humanity's greatest challenge and greatest victory is now. Spread the word if you're pro-human.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get a power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance. InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 6% off, and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Drinking Bros podcast, Black Rifle Coffee Company, and some former military guys, really smart guys on there. And I was talking about, they got 3 million Uyghurs in death camps. They got 1 million Christians, 1 million Buddhists at least, and they sell their organs and they advertise they're fresh, and they drive them in mobile execution vans to the tarmac, then they fly it into Japan where they do the surgeries. And they were search engineering, and there it was in London Independent. There it was, mainstream news. But no one even criticizing Apple helping fund and run some of these death camps. And so remember when you hear Tim Cook up there funding Black Lives Matter? Well, yeah, that's funding the end of the nuclear family. They're so evil, and they're aligned with China. But Tim Cook doesn't have kids, so he doesn't care. But what about Jeff Bezos? He's got a whole bunch of kids. But he thinks he's going to be separate from the rest of us. That's what this technocracy is, these digital gates and cages up everywhere with robots controlling us. And like any war, it's incremental until, bam, it hits you. So I did have David Knight in here. because he did a very important viral report because a listener sent him some documents. We checked it. He checked it. It's confirmed. I talked to multiple banks today. They said, yes, we've been told limited cash and the cash is going to be phased out. We have copies of the letters here. There's an article up on Infowars.com that just went live. Fed announces it will quit printing paper money. And it's got the documents. It's got the video. It's got the whole breakdown. And they said, oh, we need to get rid of cash for COVID. COVID's the excuse on every front. But first, no medical doctor, no scientist, no virologist, not Cedars-Sinai Hospital, not the head of the Rockefeller Hospital can come out and say, hey, we'll get herd immunity from this. Putting people in houses makes you sicker. That's been proven correct. We've proved it. Or, hey, hydroxychloroquine helps. They get banned because the UN didn't say it. Well, now, 27 days out from the election, we have big breaking news just now. Before we hit the Federal Reserve News here with David Knight, Donald Trump censored by Twitter. Flu season is coming up. Many people every year, sometimes over 100,000, despite the vaccine, die from the flu. Are we going to close down our country? No, we have learned to live with it. So they don't want this common sense message. Just like we are learning to live with COVID. In most populations, far less lethal. He stated something that's true, but even if it was a lie, we elected him. He's our president. He should have absolute speech. So should everybody else. David, this is just unprecedented.
Well, you've already had judges come out and say that President Trump could not suspend anybody off his personal account, not even off the POTUS account. That's not what they're talking about. They were saying you can't, if somebody is trolling you on your personal account that he had before he became president, real Donald Trump.
That's free speech.
Can't get that off. But then, you know, you can have, but they also said they reserve the right for Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, to kick Trump off completely. Now, how in the world can you contain, how can you explain both of those together? If that is something that has to be preserved because it's in the public's interest, then how can the CEO transcend all that and not only censor President Trump, but kick him off, ban him? I mean, they're giving more power to these technocrat CEOs than they are to the President of the United States. And that's the real story behind all this. What he's saying here, Alex, is exactly right. I've been very critical about President Trump pushing the vaccine, not pulling back, you know, and now this week, you know, the statement that he made, and again, he had the at the end of it, he said, well, we got great new drugs and we got a vaccine and stuff. It's like, all right, yeah, but still the basic message is that we should not be afraid.
Don't be a coward. Don't be an idiot. It's beautiful. It's true. But
that's what he's saying here. He's talking about the flu season. That's how I knew that this was total BS from the very beginning. Reported this year after year how they inflate the flu numbers.
And now they don't inflate the flu numbers. They have the graphs. I even hired a high-level statistician. Obviously, we couldn't use his name because he loses his job. But we hired a guy that works for the state of Texas, major insurance companies, federal government. He looked at what we were already seeing, what others had said. He said, no, it's worse than that. We published, I think, 5-6 articles showing that your professional statistician data, where it's overblown 90-plus times, everything's a scam. They're adding numbers of people that died of other things in there. It's all true. And the death rate in Texas is like, last time we checked, was like 0.00000 something.
That's right.
I mean, remember, it was going to be 4% we're going to die.
That's right. That's right. And now what they're doing, and they've been doing this for a while, as you point out, moving people who've died from cancer, from heart attack, but especially from flu, any respiratory illness, they've moved it over. We had the at the very beginning of this, as I pointed out this morning, the testing. If you look at the testing, they were saying, we don't have any tests. That's a big problem. We got an emergency. So they bought a bunch of tests. They got some contaminated tests from China.
It's all admitted. And the new rapid action tests are even worse. But let's hit this. I've learned Trump is a counterpuncher. He understands metaphysically. He's almost like autistic. And I mean like an idiot savant level. Because people that know him say he doesn't tell me what he's thinking. And he makes this move that really is like chess. Sometimes it seems really stupid to their logic. He knew they were going to come give him a false test as a stunt. They probably waited until he actually had a cold. He sounded like he had one, lost a few pounds. If you have a regular cold or even a bacterial infection, that will show up as COVID most of the tests, as they admit.
Well, I had COVID last year because I had pneumonia, so I'm presuming it's COVID.
Exactly. So I got really sick in January. I haven't had a fever in 5 years. I got one. So that happened. It was really bad cough, fever. It took about a week to get rid of it. Who knows what it was? But the point is that Trump went, okay, I'll go to your hospital. I'll play your games. But then he turned it around in judo, boom, 2 days later, comes out and is really hitting on all cylinders. Now, this is really, really good news. But I've been told by the White House, who rarely reaches out, they did on this, just like they reached out on the Second Amendment, they said, look, Trump's going to tell them, okay, we'll support your gun control. Tell us what you want. Only so Pelosi, so narcissistic, that meeting, she goes, we want to ban all guns. And then that totally defeated them. And so Trump literally, it's not even really 3D chess. He goes, okay, we'll do your vaccine now, not keep things, and then he takes control of it, knowing then people won't be scared, it won't be a fear monger, they won't take the vaccine. It's a gamble. It's, I call it black magic. I mean, it is using deception, but that's what he's doing.
Well, it's a very dangerous thing to push the vaccine, but what he said right here is exactly right. Comparing it to the flu, talking about how they inflate the flu statistics every year, how they put the flu vaccine out. As I pointed out today, they've never cured the flu with a flu vaccine.
No, I agree. But what I'm asking you is, what do you think of the Machiavellian stuff Trump's pulling? Because he is pulling this stuff.
Well, I like to have straight up leadership. I like.
Well, he does that with a lot of stuff, but with the left, he manipulates them because they deserve it.
Yeah. I think what President Trump needs to do is what he's doing right here. Telling people the truth.
Leveling.
Don't play these games and say one thing to one group one day.
So straight shoot, don't play Machiavelli.
Straight shooter. Absolutely. Tell the truth, be a straight shooter, oppose this straight up. Because if we try to finesse this thing, we're going to wind up getting this much worse than anything. The fact that
his superpower is straight shooting.
That's right.
Not playing games. So what? You can manipulate the left. They're only manipulating us. Let's not play their games.
Yeah, the end does not justify the means.
That's why I don't like some of the Q stuff. And I'm not fighting with the Q people, but the Q people are like, oh, we're lying to win. I don't like that.
No. The end justifying the means, that's a communist tactic. Lying to people to get somewhere, that is not a tactic of leadership. He needs to be straight up. He needs to oppose this. And I don't care what he's done in the past. He can turn this around, start doing this the right thing, start telling people the truth about this, be straight up in his opposition to this, and that's a win.
I agree, but he did play them when he's like, okay, what do you want? Well, we'll probably do it. Well, we want all the guns. Everybody's like, what? He wants gun control. No, he got them to say, we want everything. I mean, that was very strategic. So I agree with you that I never pull stuff like that, but I never even think like that. But Trump did that.
Yeah, the problem is that when you say, we'll take the guns and do the due process later, you had a lot of Democrat governors who did that, and you're going to have a lot of Democrat governors. And if it's not Trump, it'll be the president after him, whether it's Biden or whether it's somebody.
No, I hear you, but he did
use these vaccines and the mandatory vaccine issue and say, we've got to do it for your safety. We've got to push back
against
this idea that the key role of government is to keep us safe. It's not the key role of government. The key role of government is to protect our individual liberties. That's what the
Well, it's not just a key role. They have no responsibility to because they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, cops have no responsibility. They're responding for crimes committed. Do they try to protect you? Yes. But to sue them or blame them, they have no liability. It's up to us. But then they can't say, well, we want your guns because we're going to protect you. No, we have the monopoly of force as citizens.
Yeah.
And then we designate police and a constabulary to work for us.
That's right. Well, you go back to the police analogy. I talked about this earlier. We're talking about censorship because and what they're doing to President Trump right now. You know, the idea that the First Amendment only protects us from attacks on free speech by the government is totally wrong.
That's right. Let's talk about that in the Federal Reserve News. It's huge when we come back.
Okay. All right.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sick. He says you're going to get sick, but you're going to take it. Wow. They really got to the point of not denying what they got planned for us. Knows who that day was coming. It's here now. David, not only this, a little bit of the next hour getting into that, and some of the things Trump just came out that are pretty alarming. He said some really good things and some really bad things about getting rid of even FDA guidelines about vaccine safety to accelerate it. That's crazy. We'll talk about that briefly next hour. We have Mark Dice exclusively joining us with some big announcements and news today, and we also are going to have Yana Lorraine pop in to talk about what she expects to happen at the VP debate and more. But first off, APAC Power Stack is an American success story. We first put it out, wasn't very popular. People that got it loved it, gave it great reviews, told friends and family about it, so it became one of our top five or six bestsellers. But because it has 13 different pills in it with an AM and PM stack that does everything you need, game-changing, life-changing, and it's the highest quality. Well, that, with the supply chain breaking down, we've already lost a lot of formulas that are single ingredient because the supply chain's broken down. Companies have gone out of business, you name it. This company's great. It's still there. One of the top companies in the U.S. makes this for us, but they can't get some of the ingredients. So we've got to either change the name or reformulate. That's how it works. When you reformulate or change something under law, you've got to change the name. Or call Plus or whatever. So this is the last chance you can get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com and experience it. We're very, very close to selling out. And the big 40-hour broadcast we kick off tomorrow with David Knight at 8 a.m. Central is going to be much of it commercial-free and a bunch of special guests and breaking news and live coverage of the VP debate. It's sponsored by 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. And the InfoWars emergency election sale, total blowout. I said, because of how crazy the world is, we're going to sell out of everything. and just have the funds to hopefully go into next year and then see what we can do depending on the future because things are so perilous. That's not hype. We're selling out of Winter Sun Plus that's so good to boost your overall body's defenses. Vitamin D3, the highest quality, and K that absorbs it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, you talk about boosting your immune system, lowering inflammation that's so tied to problems. These are essential things. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. Again, discounted free shipping. VasoBeat, selling out 10% off and free shipping. DNA Force Plus, discounted and free shipping. That's the number one thing I do. X2, X3, the clean iodine, also essential, but game-changing. Heart and body combo, VasoBeats, ExtendoWise, still discounted even though it's selling out. Prostagard with a high dose of high-quality zinc. I mean, we've got our, from mustard seed, selenium. That's the best you're going to find out there. All of these are essential, and they're amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Okay, David, this is why I got you here. So you got the floor here. We were having a great banter back and forth. We're so excited because this is so real. The full report you did that's gone viral is at InfoWars.com. Fed announces it will quit printing paper money. You got the actual document. They can document cam while you talk about it. This is huge. First, you started reporting 6 months ago on coin shortages. They now admit they're phasing that out.
That's right.
Now it's the money. Same excuse. They're saying COVID. This is their Rosetta Stone, their skeleton key, their operating system. Tell us the exclusive you got that we've confirmed.
Well, everybody's seen the notices several months ago where you had shortages of cash, of coin. And some people would say, well, you know, we don't have any coin. We'll give you extra services or goods if you give us some more coins. Or we're just not going to take cash at all, or we'll round it up if you insist on paying cash. Now, after the Federal Reserve did that and said, well, we can't print coins anymore, and they were also putting out the idea, oh, but your cash, the paper is dirty. You're going to catch COVID from handling the paper, so you don't want to handle paper anyway. Let's do it all cashless.
And now you can't hand somebody a credit card. It's all going to be digital, and then now a robot's got to deliver it. You can say, admit this, how they're walking us in to this squeeze chute, into this corral, into this noose, into this prison.
That's right. And so, you know, when you look at all this, understand.
They say, due to COVID-19 at the bank and the credit union, we can't give you cash anymore.
Well, I think they're using COVID in a number of ways. Number one, they're using this to push us in for the cashless society. But I think even bigger than that is the fact that they're using COVID as an excuse to deflect blame from them for what they've done with the Great Recession when they started creating this massive bubble that was going to
burst.
Want this to burst on them. So now they can say it was not us, it was the virus.
That's right. Well, that's what they said, the Great Reset from the beginning. The head of Davos said, we're going to use this to implode the economy, put you in debt, lower your standard of living, to have a lower carbon footprint, but they all live lavish lifestyles.
That's right.
Bezos wants you to live in a coffin apartment he owns, but he has giant yachts and huge 50,000-square-foot homes.
That's right. Let's get to the actual notice that was sent to me. This is sent by a listener. By the way, if you want to send me any tips, you can send that at David Knight Show, DavidKnightShow@ProtonMail.com. And again, don't send it to David Knight because there is a David Knight at Proton Mail. He's getting a lot of my mail. He's not happy with that. So make sure it's David Knight Show. Anyway, this is what came from the Orange County Credit Union in California. Due to COVID-19, the Federal Reserve has suspended new currency ordering this holiday season. This is a proactive measure to enable reserve banks to continue to meet daily demand for currency and coin. Now, I ask you, who other than the Federal Reserve that doesn't care about supply and demand would say, well, in order to meet demand, we're going to stop making this thing. I mean, that's obviously not, but they don't pay attention to supply and demand.
Kids need a lot of milk, so we're stopping production.
That's right.
They need shoes, so we're cutting production.
The reason they're putting this out is because they said every year people order brand new bills because they want to give them as...
And they want to demystify cash. They want to get us off of it.
That's right.
I'll be at the bank and like, December 15th, they go, why are you getting $10,000 out? Well, I mean, I literally give like all these cousins and all these nieces and my children a couple hundred bucks. They love it.
That's right. And what they're saying is a lot of people come in. If you want to give somebody cash for Christmas, you want to do it with a nice, clean bill instead of something that
nice has crisp got bill.
COVID all over it. And so they're saying, but we're not going to be able to do that this year. We still will be able to give you cash, but just lightly used cash. Or maybe
you. And if you notice, they've also started making the money real flimsy, where even new money falls apart real quick. They're phasing it out. Explain to them why, David.
Well, you know, they're saying they can give you digital or they can give you cashier's check. Look, the bottom line is cash is anonymous. They don't like that. It can't be tracked easily by these people.
The AI grid hates cash.
That's right. And they want to make
sure. Cash kills AI.
That's right. Everything that you do
has to be channeled through their control grid so they can monitor and record.
And so they can censor you and shut you down.
And that's why they're pushing us into this. And at the same time, you know, we got the story up on InfoWars about John McAfee. They said, well, income tax, but you look at it, it's really about the cryptocurrency. It's really about shutting down other cryptocurrencies. So they're pushing us into the cashless society. They want to make sure they've got a monopoly on that as well. But it's all about the tracking. Everything is about the tracking. The vaccine is about the tracking. The testing is about the tracking.
It's all an excuse.
It's all about tracking.
Global social credit score.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, this is a big exclusive. We made some calls. It's true. They're all being told, sorry, no cash for Christmas.
Yeah. Think about that. The Federal Reserve has to spend.
And the funny thing is, last week I already went and got more cash out. I just knew this was coming.
Yeah. Well, you know, I reported a month or two ago the fact that there was an interview with Powell of the Federal Reserve. And some guy says, so you're just running the printing press on this stuff. He goes, well, actually, we're not running the printing press. We couldn't print that much money. They're doing $3 trillion. You know, they've already.
But again, it's not the Federal Reserve that's bad. It's anyone that hoards it. Oh,
that's right.
If you don't trust them, when again, they're taking the NRA's bank accounts, they've taken ours. It's the whole story behind the scenes. They're harassing almost gun shops in Austin. 40-year-old gun shops in Austin had their banks dump them.
That's right.
I mean, they're going to use this leverage.
That's right.
This is social control, folks.
That's right. They're going to be handing out the money digitally. They want to give you digital cash. That was already proposed in the very beginning of the universal basic income, what we call the stimulus.
And that's, again, COVID is about making you go on the universal income.
That's right.
We ought to do a diagram. I know you've done it. I've done it. But show every checkbox it does. It's like hundreds of things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all pre-planned, organized. They admit it is.
Yeah.
It's so diabolical.
Yeah. And so they can not only watch everything that you do, but if they don't like what you do, they can just pull all the cash out of your account just like that, which they couldn't do if you physically have it.
And then no one will support you because they don't want to get banned.
That's right.
Then they can ban you individually as they want because we never organize and come together. That's the creed of slaves, is we don't come together when there's a wrong. We wait and get individually picked off.
It's already largely digital. Understand, when they're doing $1 trillion a month, it's basically digital. And that's what Powell was saying. And I even talked about it. I said, think about this. You know, if you go back and you're like, how high is a stack of $1 trillion bills? It's so high that, you know, $3.5 trillion, a stack of $1 bills would take you all the way to the moon. We've already spent $3.7 trillion. They don't have that much paper to print all those bills.
And they're really worried about runs on banks.
Exactly.
And so that's why they're saying, literally this morning, I told my accountant, I said, get me more cash.
That's right.
I don't have that much. I got like $15,000 something, and it's locked up in a safe. But the point is, folks, that's nothing. It's all digital, and these criminals have created this giant overhang of thousands of trillions of dollars, mortgages sold hundreds of times a piece, and then they're trying to tell us we're the bad guys, and they're getting ready to take over.
Instead of you doing a run on the bank, they can do a run on your bank account.
You just said it.
Yeah.
Federal Reserve announces the plan to do runs on your digital currency.
Right. You know,
every time they get a power, they abuse it right away.
That's right. The barber who was shut down by Whitmer said, I've been a barber for a long time. You know her big mistake? It's the mistake of barbers. It's not knowing when to stop cutting with a haircut. That's the difference between a good haircut.
We'll be right back. Stay there. We got even bigger news coming up.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.